Make me a house of prayer. I wanna seek your face, seek your face, say Lord. Make me a house now. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer, Lord. Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. House of prayer. Wanna see your face. See your face. Say, Lord. Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. How many of you have had something good done in your life? How many of you have been down in the gutter and God picked you up? How many of you were almost gone? Sister Kima, almost gone. But God raised you up. Everything. I mean everything that ever happened in my life. That was good. Who did it?
being in service. And just thank God for God being good. They were saying God did it. I hope they kept letting God do it. The musicians were trying to get them a hint, right? Musicians, y'all trying to tell them keep going? Well, she was sick, so we forgive her. But nevertheless, we thank God. Amen. For God being God, and God is God all by himself. Anybody just happy to be alive? I say, anybody happy to be alive? Amen. The Bible says if we have breath, we ought to want to praise the Lord. Amen. I heard the old times used to say, if you got a reasonable portion of your health and strength. But then when I was down south, my cousin said, now we are the old timers. Amen. She said, we used to hear it when we were kids, but now some of us have gone over 30 years old, so then we are the old timers. Right. Amen. But nevertheless, if we can move and breathe, we ought to thank the Lord. Now let us stand. Let's get into the word of God. I won't mess with anybody today. Yet. Amen. We're going to turn to Luke 18 chapter for our scripture reading. We're going to read in Luke chapter 18, we're going to read verses 1, and we'll conclude by reading verse 8 together of Luke, the 18th chapter. Amen. If we have it, can we say amen? Amen. And for those who do not have it, is it on the screen? Amen. Just so great to be alive. Amen. We all have challenges. But how many know if God be for you, who can? If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. And before we start, I just always have to reference our theme, because there seems to be odds against us many times. But Jesus took two dead situations. When something is dead, that means that it is impossible for man to do it. But he said the things that are impossible with man are possible with God. Amen. Jairus' daughter was dead. They laughed Jesus to scorn. And Jesus said, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And I don't know how many of us today have some apparently dead situations in our lives. But fear not, believe only, and God will turn it around. Amen. And the Bible said they left Jesus to scorn. Hallelujah. But I say, when God got something for you, the crowd can't stop you. The devil can't stop you. Not even the gates of hell will be able to prevail if God has it for you. And then he went to the grave of Lazarus. Amen. There's still power there. In him. He went to the grave of Lazarus. And the scripture said Lazarus was laying there dead for 4 days. And they went to the grave and they told the Lord, by now some of our situations have been dead for a long time. And in other people's eyes, it stinketh. But he said unto them, said I not unto thee, if I will believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. I said, we have to believe God against all odds. Amen? Amen? Our scripture reading will be coming from St. Luke, 18th chapter, verse 1 reads, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men are always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his only elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man coming, shall he find faith on the earth? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this afternoon. Lord, as we assemble together in thy presence, we thank you. Lord, we thank you most of all for being God. And Lord, for being a way maker. Lord, we thank you for being a keeper. Lord, in these troublous and dangerous times, Lord, we thank you that every day you've been good to us. Lord, every day you've been a way maker. Lord, every day you've kept back the death angel. Lord, every day you touched bodies, you healed. And Lord, on this afternoon, we ask you to speak. Lord, speak a word of healing. Lord, speak a word of deliverance. Lord, speak a word to set some captive mind free. Lord, speak a word to set somebody who's bound free in the name of Jesus. And for this, we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. I'm so glad. Son said, I'm so glad that Jesus. I'm so glad that Jesus. Why am I glad that Jesus lifted me? Because I could not lift myself. There are some situations in our lives that we cannot do for ourselves. So it's important to have a relationship with the Savior. You know, and as the praise team was singing and as we were preparing for service today, the thought just kept going through my mind that today, or this afternoon, or even this morning, some of us are being assaulted in our minds by the adversary. Some of us are being instigated in our mind by the adversary. Amen. You know why you're being assaulted or instigated? Because he's trying to rob your mind, amen, of the freedom that's in Jesus. The scripture says the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is living. So God never intends for his people to be bound under any circumstance. Praise him, sing a song, what? Freedom. Anybody glad you're free? I said, anybody glad you're free? We thank God for the Emancipation Proclamation. That freed our bodies. But I thank God for my spiritual emancipation. The scripture says concerning our God. Can we say our God?
Our God.
It ain't your God, it's our God.
Yes.
We all have the same God. The scripture says concerning our God that the weapons of our warfare are not, they're not carnal, but they're mighty
through God.
The devil don't want you to go through God. He wants you to try and do it by yourself with your own power. And the scripture says, what unclean thing can make clean. So the devil tries to get us to do something that only God can do. So when we can't figure it out, we start fighting a carnal battle. But they are mighty through God. Well, what happens when we stop fighting? Amen. I heard the songwriter said that if I just be still and let the Lord, I said if I be still and let the Lord fight my battle, victory shall. Anybody wants some victory? Amen. You got to be quiet, be still, and let the Lord fight your battles. He said, victory shall be mine if I just hold my peace and let the
Lord.
Y'all want to talk to me? Let the who? The Lord. So he said that our victory comes through Jesus. And then he goes on to explain what through Jesus can do. Says pulling down strongholds. The devil wants to have a stronghold in our lives. The devil wants to have a stronghold, whether it is through some type of addiction or just through us being oppressed and depressed. His desire is to get a stronghold. Well, when we go through God, it pulls Amen. Let the Lord minister to you through the word. Well, Jesus gives us in the 18th chapter of Luke a command that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So our message this morning is that it's praying time. And if we want to have a subtopic, there is a right way to pray. So it is praying time, but there is a right way to pray. The Bible lets us know that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and that his ears are open to their prayers. So I want to pray, but there is a right way to pray. I can't live like a hermit and do whatever I want to do and then cry out to God and think God is going to hear me. Can we say there's a right way to pray? Amen. And then he says, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Paul writes to the Thessalonians church, and he says that we ought to be continual in prayer. Amen. These are praying times. Now, when something is continual in prayer, that means that I know we work and stuff, but you can still have a prayerful mind, even though you can't pray out. The Bible says we ought to pray without ceasing. Amen. Prayer works. Prayer makes a difference. And Jesus said that you ought to always pray. Not always get on the telephone unless you're on your royal telephone. Because when you get on the royal telephone, that royal telephone connects us to glory. Hallelujah. And I heard somebody say the central is never busy. When we get a hold of God like we ought to, hallelujah. I heard somebody say, I can feel the current moving. Anybody may get a hold of God like they ought to. I'm not talking about a nickel and dime prayer. And I'm not talking about now maybe down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I pray before I wake, I pray the Lord. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and
not to faint.
praying time. Now, if you pray and faint, that's not the right way. So, anybody know God has made you a promise?
Yes.
If you're not ashamed, just give God a wave offering. I'm not looking because it's not important what I see. It's important what God sees. But you know, God has made you a promise. For some, it's been a long time. And some of us have lost hope in that promise because it didn't happen like we thought it was going to happen. Amen. But if God has made you a promise, don't faint. Don't quit. Don't give up. Because God is not a man that he will lie. Neither is God the son of man that he will repent. The scripture says, if God said it, shall he not do it? And if God spoke it, shall he not bring it to pass? So if God has made you a promise, don't you quit. Don't you faint. Don't you give up. Now, how do you know the devil is still the devil? So you're so excited, just like Joseph. God gave me a promise in a dream, but then you tell it to those that you think you should get encouragement from, and they almost knock you down. And you lose sight of that promise, not because of God, but because of people. I wonder today, how many of us aren't in the place of God that we should be in because of because of what someone has said, because of what someone has done, we lost sight of the promise. Well, Jesus said you ought to pray and not to faint, and then verse 2 says, he said, I'm going to give you the classic illustration for how you need to pray through. There is a right way to pray. Amen. It's not like we think. Unfortunately, we've seen, we read a lot of books on prayer. But some of us don't know how to pray. We don't know how to get a hold of God for a certain situation and say, Lord, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. So we all pray to God, and then the devil will come and whisper something in our ear with a mental intimidation or mental assault. We say, oh God, I knew you couldn't do it. Didn't the scripture say, faint not? Amen. You're supposed to pray through. So the Lord said, well, let me give you a classic illustration for how you ought to pray. Verse 2 said, there was in a city judge, which, he said, this judge didn't even have a God conscience. But I'm going to teach you how to pray. Amen. Said, there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but after a while he said within himself, though I fear not God, he said, I don't even care about man, I don't regard man, yet because his widow troubleth me. You know how you trouble somebody? You keep coming. Somebody said, well, I've been praying for a long time. How long do I have to pray? Pray until you get your answer. Pray until you pray through. Amen. Somebody said, well, I've been praying for years and nothing has changed. My situation looks the same. Don't you faint. You got to pray through. So the Lord goes on to say, verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust shall say. And shall not God avenge his own? If you're in the family of God, you are God's elect. He said, shall not God avenge his own elect which cry? Amen. You got to be continuous in prayer. You got to pray without ceasing. You got to pray day and night. Somebody said, well, I prayed this morning, but I don't feel my help coming. You got to keep on. When Herod had him shut up in prison, he had already killed James in the 12th chapter of Matthew, and he attended after Passover to kill. tomorrow. If God doesn't bless me tomorrow, I believe He'll bless me the next day. Nevertheless, I won't quit praying. I'm going to pray all night long. Hallelujah. I heard the late Bishop Goldner say there were times in his ministry when he felt so defeated and so disappointed that all he could do is pray. So they asked him, they said, "Well, Bishop, how did you get the advantage? How did you pray?" He said, "There were times I prayed all night long because I knew the adversary was fighting me in the mind and I knew circumstances were against me." He said, "So, God, I ask you to take away my sleep and give me a mind to pray." Anybody got a mind to pray? Anybody want to pray through? Hallelujah.
Now, we know that we're all human. Who is not human? Raise your hand. Thank you. We're all human, right? And in being human, we have the tendency to get in the flesh. But don't stay in the flesh, because as long as you're in the flesh and you stay in the flesh, the devil will get the advantage. Somebody said, "Well, I'm up one day up, and I'm 10 days down. Then I'm another day I'm up, then I'm 3 weeks down." You know why? Because you won't keep praying. And in the middle of the situation, you quit on God. I heard Solomon tell the people, he said, "You know, if God ever puts you to the worst, if you ever experience one of those hardships, if you ever experience a difficulty, amen, even if you're at home and you can't get to church, if you are in a situation and you can't get to church," Solomon prayed, he said, "Lord, if your people can't get to the house of God, if they can just look to this place where your name is," he said, "will you hear from heaven?" He said, "Lord, if they purpose in their heart, I want to do the right thing, but there are limitations placed on me where I cannot get to church. Lord, I want to do the right thing, but there are limitations placed on me physically where I cannot get to God like I want to get
So you can't just pray a few minutes. Some of our circumstances are impossible. Medically, financially, physically, everything we need is against us. There are some things when people have said, give up on it, there's no use in you even believing and trusting because it's never going to change. That loved one you've been praying for that's all struggling and addicted, people said, just give up on them, it's never going to change. You don't give up on anybody. You keep praying. Right, there's a job situation. I've been trying to get this job, and every time I get ready to get in position, somebody steps in before me. Keep on praying. Amen. Some of us have been trying to get something for God for a long time, and every time we want a break of a breakthrough, we allow somebody to talk us out of it. And if somebody else don't talk us out, we allow ourselves to talk us out. In verse 8, he says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find? So prayer without faith won't avail anything. Amen. If you want something for God, you got to pray the right way. Well, how many of us have been in church and know God for a long time? Can we just give God a wave off? I know God for a very long time. I got my prayer life together, I fast, I pray, but inadvertently a lot of us have said, I've been doing all that, but there's something wrong with God, right? Because it has not changed. Well, Jesus continues. You know what I like about the law? When he tells you something to give you a principle, he gives you a practical application so that you can get a clearer understanding. So he goes down to verse 9, he says, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in flesh. Right? So I've been praying and I've been believing God and it has not changed. Now he said you gotta cry day and night and God will avenge you. He said now for you to get a better understanding of why you don't have your breakthrough, the problem is not God, you've been trusting in yourself. You've been thinking about all that I can do and all that I can accomplish and all the titles behind my name. But you forgot about God. So I'm going to give you a clearer understanding of what you have to do in order to pray the right way. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
He said, verse 10, two men went up into the temple. Everybody goes to what? Prayer. The one, a Pharisee, and the other, a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus. That's the problem. If you don't pray the right way, when you just pray to yourself, a lot of us have learned to pray so we say, God, we're praying. No, you gotta pray till you can pray through.
Amen.
You gotta pray effectually. You gotta pray fervently. You know, there's sometimes you gotta cry out, Jesus, I need you.
Amen.
I remember we were in one prayer service years ago, and we were in prayer. I don't know who all remembers this. We were in prayer, and the person was down. I come back praying and I
mess up too bad. Because I just pray.
That ain't praying through. Praying is, Lord, I need you and I need you right now. Lord, it's not my mother. Lord, it's not my father. Lord, it's not my sister. Lord, it's not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in the need of prayer. Lord, I don't care who hears me. I'm going to pray till I pray through. Hallelujah.
And I was telling my uncle, when we were growing up as kids down south, we used to go spend the night at my uncle's house. He was a preacher. And 12, they said, in this house, everybody had to pray before they went to bed. We never learned to pray until we prayed through. So me and my brothers, when we spent the night at my uncle's house, my Uncle Luke's house, we used to pray. So we say, now let me down the street, pray the Lord my soul. If I die far away, I pray the Lord my soul, take me, go to bed.
Back when I was this is how we prayed.
No, you need to learn to get a hold of God. Forget about all that.
and you say, now I'm going to say it, not y'all, but you know what I'm saying? I can't go there. They just pray too loud. And they turn, can you pray for me? My wife is miserable. You need to pray like them, loud people. Hey man, you need to learn to pray through. No, you pray, you just got to sit there. God knows your heart here. God knows your heart, so does the devil. Right, so you just, and then, you know, you got to be really careful about prayer. I'm going to teach you this one little short thing about prayer. When you go, you know what you do? You just feed right on that. You go to sleep. And you wake up, I only have to come, thank you, Jesus. Because we ain't praying. You need to get a hold of God and say, Lord, I need you. If nobody else don't want to call on you, I call on you. What is he going to say? I run the old fashioned prayer meeting, right? Get a hold of God so God can bless you. But I want to say the Pharisee. He's looking at everybody else's prayer life and thought that he had it all together. Amen. He said, I'm not like brother or sister so and so. When I go to pray, I pray. I'm not like this one. You're not supposed to look at anybody but yourself. Everybody going to prayer, you need to pray like this. You ought to pray like this. You ought to worry about yourself so you can pray through. Amen? So he says, I fast twice in a week. I give tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar, would not look up so much yet as his eyes unto heaven, but put his head on his and saying, Lord, I am a sinner. Now remember, the Lord is teaching a principle of how to pray. So, Mr. Holy was looking at everybody else, but the publican was just worried about. I'm so glad in church we don't worry about everybody else. Right? We just worry about. We don't call somebody and say, man, why come such and such way in prayer? That's why they go through with it. I'm just worried about. He's teaching them how to pray. Because they in a right way to pray. Now, the next verse sums it all up. When he says, I tell you, this man went down to his house. He went down how? Justified rather than the other. For everyone, wait a minute, you can be in prayer and exalting yourself. You got to pray the right way. You're in prayer. Well, you pray to God. Yeah, but what's in your heart and what's in your mind as you pray? Right? He said, everyone that exalts himself shall be abased. And everyone that shall be. You mean you can pray the wrong way? Yes, you can pray the wrong way. Because you just think, if I had some accomplishments, I would mention them, but I don't have too many, so I can't. Can I pick on somebody else? No, I ain't gonna pick on nobody else. But I'm saying sometimes we go to prayer and all we can do is just lay before God and say, I've done this and I've accomplished it. And I've accomplished the other. And we look over at one of our brothers and sisters and say, You know how y'all make them faces? You know how you one of them pig faces? Y'all see a pig face? Don't be a pig face prayer. I know. I'm gonna get talked about this. That's right. Don't be a pig face prayer. Pig face. What's that mean? I'm just so happy to pray, and I see you, and I go. God don't want no pig face prayers. Right? See, I like my young people. Yeah, I love young people. Yeah, I know y'all ain't seen a pig face prayer. Exalts themselves. But God said, I don't want you to be pig face. I want you to pray to me for yourself. I want you to get a hold of God for yourself. In closing, Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. Hallelujah.